Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast, Season 2, Episode 2. This is Bob Baker, and on the last couple of episodes, I mentioned that in Season 2, I may periodically experiment with formats and themes and the way that I present this topic to you, and this episode definitely falls into that category. So I want to talk about asking for guidance while you're in a meditative state. And just let me explain how this came about. And so there are people that I've followed over the years who claim that they channel information or that they receive guidance and messages from angels or spirit guides or some other sort of intangible entity that is using them as a vessel for a message. One of the recent people I've been listening to in this category is Lee Harris, if you've heard of him. For many years, I've been listening to Abraham Hicks, and there are many other people who do this type of work. Now, here's the thing. I'm quite practical when it comes to this type of stuff. I mean, these people claim that's where they get their messages from, and I'm very open to the possibility that that is indeed what is happening for them. But it's also possible that this is something that they are just thinking or being inspired to think and talk about through their own mind. So the most important thing for me is, what do I get out of the message? I try to disregard where it's coming from or where they claim that it comes from and just listen. Is it valuable? And if yes, then I will listen to them and just be open-minded about where it comes from. So in my own personal life, I've never done any official channeling. I've done a lot of creative work over the years. I know a lot of people feel like they're taking dictation from the universe when they're creating or writing a song. I have experienced like being in a flow where things are just coming out of me, or I feel inspired to write a song or to write a blog post or something. But to be honest, I felt like I was invested in that creative process, and it was coming from my mind, even though I may have been in this state of flow or in the zone, as it's often called. But lately, I've been getting back to this morning routine that really works for me, that includes meditation and exercising and stretching and so on. But one part of that is journaling. So every morning, after I get my cup of warm water with lemon and apple cider vinegar and a little dash of honey, and I start drinking that down, I pick up this small journal and I just fill out one page of it. I don't have any hard and fast rules about what I write in it. It's just whatever wants to come out. But I was thinking the other day about this whole channeling thing and how people will often refer to their angels and their spirit guides to send them messages. And I thought to myself, well, just for fun, I'm going to ask a couple of questions. And we're going to do a little meditation using some of these questions in a moment here. But I just want to share one of the kind of crazy things that happened when I did this process. So I just asked, what message is seeking to come through me? What do I need to hear right now? And what do I need to share? And I just sat there. It was early in the morning, and I was still in that kind of fuzzy, just waking up kind of frame of mind. And when I posed that question, it was just quiet and listened. I like saw the word mountain. I mean, it just came right out of nowhere pretty quickly as soon as I was just quiet and listened. I didn't necessarily see a mountain or hear it, but I kind of thought of the word mountain. I said, oh, well, that's interesting. And I jotted it down in the journal. And then I went back and said, well, what else do you have for me? And pretty much right away, another M word came up and it was mouse. I go, that's weird. So I just wrote down mouse. And then I went on. There were some other things I won't go into now that maybe I'll share in upcoming episodes, some different symbols and things that I saw that I made some meaning out of. But this thing about the mountain and the mouse stuck with me. And when I was done doing my morning routine and then after I meditated and so on, I went on Google. And actually, I had the phrase the mouse and the mountain that was like sticking with me. For some reason, I was compelled to search for this phrase, because they came together so closely that I thought they were related, but I just didn't know how. So when I searched for the mouse and the mountain, right away up came a result of a fable, yes, an old fable called The Mountain and the Mouse. It was part of Aesop's fable, but I think different cultures have had their own versions of this particular fable. Now, I had never heard of it. I don't recall ever being exposed to this mountain and the mouse fable, but I was really intrigued when I found it. So here's my quick version of what this fable is all about. Basically, a mountain started going through labor pains, and it was grunting, and the earth was shaking, and the townspeople at the foot of the mountain became very alarmed, and people started gathering from all over. What's going on? What's happening with this mountain? And they started awfulizing everything and assuming that the worst was going to happen and doomsday was coming and all this. And it went on for days and days. And finally, there was an even bigger earthquake. But a small hole appeared in the mountain and out walked a tiny mouse. And then everything was over and went quiet again. So the moral of the fable can actually be summed up in the title of a Shakespeare play, which is Much Ado About Nothing. That was a reference that kept coming up related to this fable. Now, Shakespeare did make that phrase famous by calling one of his plays that, but it had actually been around for a while, at least some decades prior to him writing it. But according to one website, Much Ado About Nothing means a great deal of fuss over a thing of little importance. And how often do we do that in our lives? We stress and we fret and we imagine the worst case scenario. And then when this thing actually happens, it's not that big of a deal after all. So this mountain and mouse thing came to me when I asked, what message do I need to hear? What message do I need to share? And I think that's a great one. Don't stress out about things that haven't even happened yet. Just chill out. Don't experience a great deal of fuss over things of little importance. And here I am sharing it with you now on this podcast. So is this an actual message that I got from the ethereal plane? Was it just my own mind? Was it my higher self speaking to me? I honestly have no idea. But I just really enjoyed this process. And so whether you believe in channeling or not, I just encourage you to give this a try, and let's do it right now. So I'm going to turn on some soothing background music and just ask you to relax. If you're in a safe place where you can close your eyes, that would be great. Roll your shoulders. Take a couple of slow, deep breaths in and out. And what I'm going to do is pose a few questions, one at a time. I want you to repeat those questions back to yourself and just sit in the silence and listen. Don't over-anticipate getting an answer. Just sort of relax into it. Pose the question, take a breath, sit there in the silence and see if anything comes up. You may get random words, you may get pictures in your mind, you may hear something in your mind's ear. And as they come up, feel free to take a moment to jot a word or phrase down so you'll remember it later. And we'll go through about four of these phrases. So here we go. And the first question is, what message do I need to hear? Here's the next one. What message do I need to share? Question number three, what is seeking to emerge? And finally, what message is seeking to express itself through me right now? So what did you experience? Anything? Nothing? There's no right or wrong answer. And if you got words or symbols that make no sense, just ponder it for a little while and see if you can attach a meaning to it. And if you had a good experience with this exercise, I would love for you to let me know. You can do that by going to my website at bobbakerinspiration.com. Click the contact tab and you can send me a message. I would love to hear what you experienced. And while you're on the site, if you haven't done so already, please sign up for my email list. I'll send you 6 free affirmation and meditation MP3 downloads. And then every week you'll receive an email from me letting you know about my latest YouTube videos and different projects that I'm working on, podcast episodes, etc. I hope you found this helpful as I tried out a little different format and a recent experience. Maybe in future episodes, I'll share some of the other visions and symbols and meanings that I got out of doing this exercise myself. All right, have an awesome day. Have a fabulous week. Let's talk again real soon. This is Bob Baker saying so long for now. Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down.
how to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.